Sometimes I just prefer talking audios. Well, not really. Sometimes I'm in the mood for something naughty, but it really depends how I feel. But I like this whole idea of just talking and being cozy, because my brain is fried, especially that it's late at night. I don't know how anyone has energy at nighttime if you wake up early in the morning. But my voice is not very powerful at this time. It's very husky, very exhausted. I know my regular voice definitely has more oomph and it's more clear than it is now. Which makes me think of how in the past I would record vocals at this time. And sometimes I would stay up until like 3 a.m. But honestly, the tone of my voice is not the same as it was 5 hours ago. But I did it. And that's the problem with me. I pushed through. It might be a good thing, but sometimes it's good to give up. It's a way of accepting defeat, and I don't know how to do that. But anyway, since we're on the topic of talking, I'll talk to you, and you'll listen. It's nice to have a change of roles sometimes, because me, as a person, I do all the listening. All the listening. I feel like in every conversation I'm in, I rarely talk. I'm listening. And it seems like the world prefers people who listen, because there's an overwhelming amount of people who talk. Who talk and talk and talk. Talk because they want attention. And they won't stop. They won't stop. And sometimes, I just don't want people talking. I don't mind sitting for lunch and complete quietness and just us enjoying the food. I don't really want to force a conversation and be like, this pasta tastes so yummy. Because clearly, if you see me eating the pasta, it is yummy. I feel like some things are a little bit too much, meaning too many words. And if I'm going to bring my gentle side out, it's nice to just sometimes sit and relax. For example, if I was sleeping next to you, I don't mind if we're just in quiet. Sometimes it's just nice to run our hands over our bodies. And just not talk. But I'll talk to you. Right now, it's very late. It's very quiet, which is very unusual. It's usually not that quiet. But I think everyone goes to bed early on Sundays because tomorrow's Monday and the long week ahead. But Thanksgiving is coming up soon. I'm very excited. Do I celebrate Thanksgiving? I don't, but I do like the idea of cooking something different for the holidays. So normally I would go buy a chicken because, I'm sorry, I don't mean to ruin it for you, but I have seen those turkeys in the supermarket and they are very unusual. I do not want to know how much hormones are injected, but I'm pretty sure it's the same thing for chickens. So I don't really buy a big chicken, I buy a baby chicken. I like the small baby chickens. And honestly, I don't really eat meat. So I'm not really a big fan of meat unless it's barbecued. I'm very unusual. Well, actually, I do like barbecue meat, and I like one more type of meat. Which I think you know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I will probably buy a chicken because I already bought my cranberry sauce. I don't make cranberry sauce. I just buy it. I'm lazy too. And then I'm probably going to marinate my chicken. And the star ingredient, when you marinate, for me at least, is star anise. I really like that spice in chicken. It's a very unusual spice. Mainly, I drink it in tea. I know people who like hot pot. They put it in their broth. What's it called? Sichuan pepper, something like that. And those kind of type of broths, the red ones. But anyways, I will be cleaning because that's what I do. And then just to let you know, I got 2 weeks to do my homework because the holidays. So whatever homework I didn't finish this week, sorry, whatever homework I didn't finish this current week, I will finish it later. And I know you probably want to hear something more spicy and interesting. So I'll tell you what I did. When I'm stressed out, I do what you do. You already know. I play with myself too. It's my dirty secret, I guess. At the same time, I don't really feel it's a secret. I feel it's completely normal. Now you're probably curious how many times, right? I lost track. Maybe 4 in the last 2 days. I guess my point is, we think us girls are quiet and more, you know, different. I don't really believe in that. I don't really categorize certain characteristics for gender. Honestly, if we just remove all of the stereotypes and norms, we're actually all the same. It's just that everyone has their own likes and dislikes. I'm pretty sure there's many guys out there who have different likes than your typical guy. But try not to be brainwashed by society. Just do what you like. It's more fun that way. And that's pretty much it. I don't have anything else to say. Why don't you tell me about your day? I want to listen.